Tichnan, like we learned. We have Yehuda ben Tamer Reiner. See what David says. Have a az kinomer. Supposed to be strong like a panther. The kal kinesher. And be swift like a nest like an eagle. Roth kitzvi could run fast like a deer. The giba kari and be strong like a lion. Lasus with son of Yichisha b'shemayim. To do the rotsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bissel Mother, what's it got to do with us here? Zayna means to say that what, that even though you're so poor and you don't have anything, but a kopon and something you should do, like put all your strength into you to have something special for Shabbos. Even though it's a small dish of fish, still you should do it. Now, halacha, there are different shailas. It depends upon the person. If the person is such a person that's so poor and he does not go around to ask tzedakah, he wants to be nozel like Rabbi Akiva, you have the right to. You have a right to say, I'm too poor, I don't have money right now, I can't afford to make kavod Shabbos. You don't have the chiyuv to do it. But if you are a person that does go around collecting tzedakah, because you have no income at all, the only thing you do is you go around collecting money, so you are a person that takes your ready money from people, then you have the chiyuv to take money for Shabbos to have a suda Shabbos. Then you don't have Rabbi Akiva's heter. Rabbi Akiva's heter is, if you want to be a person that you don't want to take from other people, you have a right to. But you can't take anything from anybody else. Just work, you do what you have. And if you don't have too much, so you don't have. There's another media though. There's a media though, like a normal people, that they have money, they make a living, just certain times you're low. So what do you do when you're low, you don't have money right now? You borrow money, almanash, you pay it back later. So if you're a person like that, then you have a chiyuv to borrow money for Shabbos. That's not Rabbi Akiva's etzah. In other words, that's not really called on being matshmiach other people. It's not I'm taking the Torah tzedakah. So I'm borrowing money now, and that's the way I live. Sometimes I have money, I'll pay it back later. Right now, everything's business going bad, but I don't have money right now. So right now, I'll take a loan, and I'll live right now normal, and later I'll pay it back. So a person like that, Avada has the chiyuv also to borrow money for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah signing Shabbos. If that the Rabbi Akiva is only if you're such a person that b'chlal you don't have an income like, and your mamas just live on the 2 cents you have. If you're such a person like that, you have a right even on Shabbos also to live that way. But I call upon him something special for Shabbos you should do. So my son, I don't know any pattern like that. It's a big madre to be something like that. Usually, Baruch Hashem, most people, everybody has something. So then, if you do have something, even though you're low right now, havadi you have a chiyuv to have a nice suit on Shabbos and to spend money on the covered Shabbos on your Shabbos. But for the way the Gemara in Beitzah says that, all your money is ksuvim Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah chutz ma'itzoy Shabbos v'yom tovim. As much money as you're going to spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the Eibushter gives you. It's like a mashal. If you spend it, for sure the Eibushter will give you back that money. What you spend on other things, it's not zikha. The mashal, like the Eibushter gives you a certain amount of money. So really, you have to be careful. Because if you spend too much one place, you're going to lose out someplace else. Because you only get certain schum Hashem gives you. But the tzoyes you put into Shabbos for Yom Tov, that's not on your cheshbon. That's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. So that's the first shame that Shadal, yes, of Aaron to tell, remember, Lakewood. According to that Gemara, every guy, mama, should buy the best of the best. You should buy the most expensive, the rib steaks. Every Shabbos, buy the most expensive food. Go to Judy Weiss and order a ganze meal there. Spend $100 for each food on Shabbos. Like, what's the shir? The chur is not on your cheshbon, it's on the Eibushter's cheshbon. So he wanted to say, Avad, it only depends upon everybody's madrega, the status that you're at. In other words, you have a certain status the way you eat normal. Certain times you have a little nicer meal, sometimes not so nice. So then the covered Shabbos, you have to have a nice meal. Now don't be stingy. But to go out of your category, to stop spending, like just for Shabbos, I'll go and jump, you know, 5 steps higher, and stop spending $1,000 for every meal on Shabbos, that you don't have heter for. It just means you shouldn't be stingy with the covered Shabbos. You have to know the money you spend on this covered Shabbos, that the Eibushter will give you back. But that's a normal madrega. But the Kiva's madrega is the third madrega. That's somebody that doesn't have money, just doesn't have. And he doesn't take from anybody else. He just lives on the 2 pennies he has. So he has the right to make Shabbos like Chol. Like he's not going to have anything special to cover Shabbos. But Lashem Kein Pesach by night, that's the Chiddush of Al-Mishnah, how Koponim Yazachiyev to have Dal Kaisis. You have to matzich and borrow money or take stock or collect money to get your Dal Kaisis. You have no Ptur not to have Dal Kaisis. Right. Tana Rabbon. Shiva Dvorim Tziva Rabbi Akiva Asir Yeshua Benoi. 7 things Rabbi Akiva told of Yeshua, his son of Yeshua. Told him 7 things. What did he tell him? Bani, my son, al teishev begoiva shalir. Don't sit in the high places of the city. Notice it'd be like a big bagai in it. Shbam says, no. Yeah. Then the Shbam's gear says, Yeshua ben Korcha.
as we have, as Rabbi Shua Benoi, it was Rabbi Shua Ben Korcha.
So Rashi says, Oy Rastam, who Benoi, who Ben Rabbi Kiva? So Rabbi Kiva Korachoya. As Rabbi Shua Ben Korcha really was Rabbi Shua Ben Akiva. And Rabbi Kiva was called Korachoya. They mean the Masech to Bechoris. Kochach mi Yisrael doimu lefonach l'klipas Hashum. Chutz min HaKorach HaZeh. That was his nickname, Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva told his son, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Teisha Begoyva Shalir. V'tishne. Mitzmokim shebnei ir oivrim v'shovim v'yavatlum yasudechom mishnasechom. He says, don't learn in a high place, the goyva shalir, the tishne, don't learn there. He says, don't sit and learn the goyva shalir. Means in a place where everybody walks back and forth. Because they'll stop you from learning. You'll have too much patello there. V'yatidor v'ir sherosher tamid chachomim. And don't live in a city that the head, the government, the president of the city is a talmid chachom. So why? So Rashbam posh the svara. The Torah begirs of letar b'milu b'tziburay. If the governor, what do you call him, the head of the city. The mayor is going to be a talmid chacham. He's going to be busy learning all day. He's not going to have no time to take care of the city. You're going to have a broken pipe, a broken street. He'll never come to fix it. So don't live in a city if the mayor is a talmid chacham. A mayor has to be a mayor that takes care of the city, not a talmid chacham. The altikoneis lebeis chapisim. Don't walk into your house suddenly. Kol shchein lebeis chavercha. Vav, you shouldn't walk into somebody else's house suddenly. There's a knock on the door first. V'yaltimna manolim raglecha. Always walk with shoes. Don't ever walk out without shoes. So Shbam says, V'latikones b'veischa pisoim. Eli hishomes kolcha. Let your voice be heard first. Koydim boya dilma avdi milsit sniusa. Maybe they're undressed. They're doing some sniusa. It's not nice. So always let your voice be heard before you come in. And Yav Yerchenen, ki yavi ayah lebeisei menane. Used to shake like Mishum Shinema. V'nishma koyl v'voya lakoydish. Used to shake. It's a big night. It's not nice for Talmud Chacham to walk barefoot. Because I mean them awesome. Like the morning Shabbos we had, sell everything you have and buy shoes for your feet. The kids, so make sure you're always wearing shoes. Get up early and eat in the summer. Before the sun comes down, it makes it too hot. In the winter, eat before it gets too cold. Or because of the cold. Mikrua nafkalon from a pasuk above a kama la yira v'la yitzamu v'la yikam shara v'shemesh. So before it gets too hot, too cold, you should eat. V'yasei Shabbat chachol. This is what Rabbi Kiva told his son. If you're so poor you don't have money, you're allowed to make your Shabbos like chol. V'yatistaruch labrius, and don't come out. You don't have to beg and ask from other people if you want to. If you're that madrega. V'yavimishtadil im adam she'ashom esachek gloy. If you ever see a person that has a good mazel, the time is like happy to him, in other words, everything is going good for him, do business with him. Now what does that mean, mishtadl? Omer rapapa, loy lemizmer doesn't mean to sell things to him, to buy things from him. V'loy lezvunilei, and not to sell things to him. Elo, it means lemeve chutfes badei, go become partners with him. If you see a guy that has a good mazel, things are going good for him, so become a partner with him, he'll get a good business deal. But the Bahashtu the Yomer of Shmuel Brav Yitzchok. My deceit. What does the pasuk say in Eiv? My say Yodov Birchas Birachto. Anything I did got a bracha. It's called Anoito Pruta Eiv. The pasuk means to say, whoever would take even a pruta, a penny, away from Eiv is Mizbarach. He would get a bracha. So you see what that if you have a good mazel, you get a bracha. So really, it's a saginor. Pasuk of Eiv, the mazel was dead, but just a saginor. Not a lashon like. If somebody has a good mazel, you get a good bracha. So then, afilu lemizvah minei, just to buy from him is also a good thing. Luzvunilei, to sell to him is also shapadami. As any little business action you do with that person, you'll also get a bracha from him. So not only do you have to be a partner with him, but it's enough just to buy or sell from him or to him. So the marachamisha dvarim, tziva Rabbi Kiva es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Five things Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Tisho yechobaj beis asurim. When Rabbi Kiva was in prison, is Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai went to visit his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva when he was in prison. So Omaloi told Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told his Rabbi, Lemaratonu Torah, teach me Torah now. Omal, so Rabbi Kiva answered back, Eini melamdecha. No, I'm not going to teach you no Torah now. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said back to him, Im Eina to melamdeini, if you're not going to teach me Torah, I'm going to go back to my father Yochai, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, I'm going to go back to my father Yochai, I'm going to give you over to the Malchus. So the Mishnah Bodni, he was in jail already. What means to give him over to the Malchus? Means I'll tell on you worse things. So Shvam learns that on any Rabbi Kiva didn't want to learn Torah with him. He said, why not? On any Malamdecho, Shalafi Shoya Osik Batera Nitfas Termin Babrochis. That was the Gemaisa Demor Brochis. That because he was learning Torah Barabim, the Goyim took him and put him into jail. So the Chura, that's why now Rabbi Kiva did not want to learn Torah with Hashem and Nechoi, because they didn't want to get him in trouble. Like Hashem and Nechoi would get into jail then. So I don't know what Chloe answered in the back. So Hashem and Nechoi told him, but you should know, if you're not going to teach me, I'm going to tell my father and he'll tell on you to the Malchus. But the Chura is in jail already. Sign the means, I'll get you into more trouble, I'll get you in more, worse things. Now, Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva sold back to him like this, Bini, my son, Yabshim and Yechoi, like, Yosim imasha ego roitzel yonik, more than the calf wants a nurse from his mother, pora roitzel honik. Does the mother want a nurse to the kid? Now, the person that gives wants to give more than the person that takes. Now, as he meant to say, really, Avada mi, Rabbi Kiva, I want to teach you Torah, much more than you want to learn from me. But I'm afraid, Pasha, I'm afraid if I teach you Torah, you'll be the sakana, the guy will put you in jail also. Oh, my loy. So Rabbi Shimon answered back, oh, me be sakana, who's in the sakana? For loy ego be sakana. If you're not going to nurse, like if the mother doesn't nurse, who's in sakana? The ego's in sakana. So Melo nurse, I don't care. So Shbam says, oh, my Rabbi Shimon, yichoy, oh, me be sakana, for ego be sakana, malo bekakli, what do you care? I'm in trouble. I want to be in trouble. I want to learn Torah. Is oh, my loy. So Rabbi Kiva told him these five things. In the kashta lichonek, if you want to like hang yourself, is Hitler bilengodl. Hang yourself on a big strong tree. What does that mean? Rashbam. In the kashta lichonek, is Hitler bilengodl. Leimar. Dova sheyishma lebrias. Like if you want to say something over to the people, say it over in somebody's name, a chosh of a person. The yikab l'bimoch, and they'll accept it from you. Since that's all about hanging, nokat hitla hanging bilon means limud from nei rab, and there is learned from a chosheva rebbe. The oimeshmu oisav mishvoi, and say over your learning in your rebbe's name. Then people will be makabel, they will accept it. As though you stand say over what you hold, they'll say, who are you? I don't want to listen to you. But if you say, this is what my rebbe said, that's a good thing, they'll be makabel from you. Ukeshata malamedes bincha, when you teach your kid Torah, lamdeyo b'seifa muga. Make sure the safe you're learning for is exact, has no mistakes in it. It should be a safe muga was checked out. Mahi, what does that mean? That means a new one. Why? In other words, have a new safe, don't have one that has a mistake. Because the mistake, once it goes into you, it doesn't come out. In other words, that when you learn with a new kid, teach him clearly the exact way. Because when you have a mistake at the beginning, and Rashi says, Bechadeto means, Kishatinik maskul lilmod mechadish. When you have a young child first learning to learn, when you teach him, the Rebbe should not make any mistakes. Because any mistake you teach a kid, when the mistake goes in, it doesn't come out so fast. So that's what we meant to say. When you're teaching a young kid, make sure everything you teach him is exactly. Don't make any mistakes. Right. Loitavasho bikdeiro shabisho bochavercha. Don't cook in a pot that your friend cooked in. What does that mean, manu? It means gerusha. It means don't marry a lady that somebody else divorced. Vechaya b'alav, when the first husband is still alive. Now, if Reuven divorced his wife, Kozman Reuven is alive, you should not marry his wife. Diyom amar, because we learned, Garush shenosha grusha. Let's say a man that got divorced, married a divorced lady. Is arba deis b'mita. When these two people now are going to have tashmish, there are going to be four people in their minds. In other words, the husband is going to think about his first wife, and this wife right now, and the wife right now is going to think about her first husband and this husband. So there's going to be four people thought about them, and that's not nice. That's what Shbam says, Arbadeis, Bishas Tashmis, Ze Libo Lishter Mishoina. The husband's going to think about his first wife. The Zois Labayla Rishin, and the second wife is going to think about her first husband. The Tanya, we learned, Lo Yisham Mishodim Es Ishto Yitin Ein Nabi Yishacheris. You're not supposed to have Tashmis with your wife, and think about another wife, another lady. The Yibon of Kroivel Mamzerim, and your children will be something like a Mamzerim. Hanikroyim b'nei Grusha Saleib. Instead of a kid of a Grusha Saleib, that your mind was thinking about another lady. And that's not nice. So Melo, that's what he told his son, never married a Grusha when the first husband is still alive. The boy is saying, another terrorist he meant to say, is Nafilu b'amona. No, even if the first husband died, still don't marry an Amona. Why? Lefi she'ein kol atzboye shavis. A new svara. Kol atzboye is not shavis. That means the kitzah, the eivor atashmish, is not every person, every man has different eivor. So what he meant to say is maybe this almana, she first lived with one husband. They had tashmish very good. That eivor went into her very well. Maybe your eivor won't go into her. So she'll think that you're not as good as her first husband and she'll come to hate you. So it's not a good eitzah to marry even in almana. The Rashbam, Shein kol atzboye shavis. Eivor tashmish. The Eva of Tashmish, Rumatayach Shein Tashmish Shoseh, Noyachloch Sharishain, it could be you won't be so good to Abshash Tashmish like the first husband was. And Tisna is such a come to hate you. Therefore, don't marry Namona. Shekhot Beshovis. Now, Mitzvah Viguf Godel is Oycho Peris, Veloys Char Mitzvah Viguf Tor. So, to Ashbam, what does that mean? Mitzvah Viguf Godel, doing a mitzvah with a big body, Viguf Godel. It means im tirtza lasis mitzvah. The gam tishtake bot, you want to do a mitzvah. And you also want to get the guf godel, means you want to get a lot of schar back for that. What should you do? Oichol peris, v'loi schar. That means, hilve mois, lechavercha, lend money to your friend al karka, lechol peris penachyaisa, let's lend money to your friend, and you'll take a mashkin back, you'll take security back, his field, and you'll eat the peris of his field. Lecho peris, b'nechiyaisa. So chura to Charlotte from Ribbis, if I'm lending you money, and I'm taking back for your security of your karka, your fields, if I'm going to eat the peris, that's mamash Ribbis, that's awesome. But there's a het in the Gemara there, but see if you do b'nechiyaisa. That means I say like, I'm going to eat this year's crop of fruit, and I'll take off $10 from the loan. Bizul, even though the fruits is worth $100, and I'm only taking off $10, but that's mutter. She'd tenaka le'dovim mu'at min adomim. That's a loch like a mashkin of pleasure when it didn't surah. Vainu reva godel. It's a reva godel. You get some profit here. Vegan mitzvah. You're also doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah salvo. She yeshla luvois leloiva schar revach. She sorach lemois teschara. You're doing a mitzvah because you're lending money to Reuven and Reuven needs that money to do business with it. So lemaiser Reuven is happy by getting your money. Even though you're taking back the fields from Reuven, and you're also gaining on the deal, you're going to have the rights now to eat the fruit this year. So even though Stam eats the fruit, is mamish ribbis, that's also the rights on. But there are finding there are certain ways that it's mutter. The way that it's mutter is that's called mashkanta de suryam, that's called benachiyaisa. And looks as if what the deal, the way it looks, is really like I'm buying the field off you this year. That's the way it looks. Because I'm paying you money, the $100, as if to say, for this year, I'm buying the crop, the field, this year. So that's why I have a right to eat the peris this year, and I'm taking off from the money. You don't have to pay me back $100 anymore. You pay me back only $10. You only pay me back $90. So with the extra $10, like I'm buying the rights to eat this peris. So that's a heter. So that's the way you could do a mitzvah and get tchar back also. So again, a mitzvah of the guf gadol is oichol peris, V'loi schar mitzvah. V'guf tor. No, that's one zach. Schar mitzvah v'godol. Mitzvah v'guf godol oichol peris. Oichol peris v'loi schar. Now, mitzvah v'guf tor. What about if you want to do a mitzvah? And not that you want to get reward back, but you want to do mamash a mitzvah l'shem shemayim. The guf tor means you're doing it only l'shem shemayim, not with any kavanah to get back any schar, any reward. Is nois isha, marry another lady, marry a wife, v'loy bonim, even though you already have children. That's called you marrying l'shem shemayim. But if you marry a lady, a wife, the pasha doesn't mean a second wife, it means even if your first wife died, but if you marry another wife, even though you already have children, that's called the Shem Shemayim.
I'm not sure exactly why.
Right. Abba Devorim Tziba Rabbeinu HaKodesh Es Bonif. Four things Rabbeinu HaKodesh told the son. Al Tidor Bish Chantziv. Don't live in Chantziv. Why not? Why don't live in the city? Mishum the Letzme Hevi. Because there are all a bunch of Letzonim jokers there. Don't live amongst the jokers. O Moshe L'chol B'tznusa. They'll make you a joker also. And that's a terrible thing. Leitzonis. V'aytavi al teshev al mitas armois. Don't sit on top of a shiksa's bed. Don't sit. Now what? Why not? Ik the army some say le'tignab le'krishma. It means to say don't go to sleep like a shiksa goes to sleep. Just a goy doesn't say Krishna, you also don't go to sleep without saying Krishna. That's what he meant to say. V'kav yarmi some say means to say to lay tinsav giyurta. Don't marry a giyurist. That's what he meant to say. V'kav yarmi armis mamish. He meant to say don't sleep mamish on a shiksha's bed, on a goyish bed. Why not? Because once happened a ma'isa of Rav Papa, that the ma'isa there was is that a kid died and they wanted to blame it on Rav Papa, so they put the kid underneath the bed and they told Rav Papa sit down on this bed. And if he would have sat down on the bed, they would have said, you know, Papa, you just killed the kid. So what happened there was the ma'isa of Papa didn't sit down on the bed. But the ma'isa shoya, be careful never to sit on a bed that belongs to a shiksa. You can never know what you want, what trouble she wants to get you into. So the Rashbam, Vika the Yarmiya mitar mois mamish, Mishumais to Rapapa, Shari Shamoya Sachas, Chayevis le mois, a certain shiksa owed Rapapa money. Venichnas bebeisa ligboy semenu. So Rapapa came into a house to collect the money. Chonk says beno, so she mamish killed her own kid. Venitla soy alamita, and she put him under the bed. Ushinichnas Rapapa, and Rapapa came in, Amrloy, shave alamita. She told Rapapa, sit down on my bed. Achiyavi masecha, till I bring you the money. Vechain osa, that's what he did. And the Papa did sit down. When she came back, him to ask Bini, you killed my kid. Maybe the Papa had to run out of the city. So Mishum, that Maisa, Rabbeinu Makadosh told his child, never sit on a Goyish bed. And don't run away from paying taxes. Don't try and jip the taxes. Why not? Because maybe they'll catch you and they'll take away all the money you have. So it's not kedai to jip on taxes, not to pay taxes, and try and jip the government, because maybe they'll get you back and take away everything. It's not kedai. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.